And g'day, g'day. Welcome to episode possibly 35, possibly 36 of Not the Wikipedia Weekly. My name's Private Musings, and in a moment I'll introduce to you everyone in the room. But first, I'll just explain that we've just had an hour of really quite jaw-droppingly intelligent, incisive conversation, piercing through the issues and getting some really good material. The only shame is that we didn't actually record it. And indeed, we may not even be recording this one, because I'm getting some messages that the call graph is crashing. So we're coming to you today through various technical problems. What I can tell you is that we've got Darova here.
Hello. Welcome from San Diego.
We've got AGK from Scotland, who's contributing via text. So he can't say hello, but I'll say hello on his behalf. Den Dodge. Now, you're in the north of England, right, Den Dodge?
The middle.
The middle. There you go. Welcome to you. Yeah. And we've got Phil. We're having our Phil this morning.
How do you do? Here I am.
And from the Netherlands, we've got Gerard.
Hi.
And to complete the room, we've got Mitch and Xenia.
Hey.
From NYC, correct? New York?
No, I'm from the area.
From the area of New York. And from the lofty heights of Cardiff, we've got Seddon. There you go. And we've got a little bit of echo on the line here, but we'll see if we can muddle on. Now, we had the topics we talked through included inclusionism and deletionism. We covered a bit of did you know information. That's Wikipedia, DYK. We talked a little bit about sign writing, which may not be what you think it is. And then we finished off with some news about this particular project, which I think we'll kick off with now. I'll start with the standard sort of call for participants, which is that if you're listening to this, then you're more than welcome to join us. In fact, Not the Wikipedia Weekly is quite likely to be moving to Metapedia, away from Wikipedia. Darova, I'm going to throw to you now. Explain, we talked about that, there were some benefits, something to do with bedrooms.
Well, okay, so we still will be covering Wikipedia, and we've always covered other sister projects, but the way that I've described it is that when I invite somebody from a sister project over, it's kind of like I'm inviting them over to play in the big sister's bedroom where they feel like a guest and the big sister has the advantage. So now we're moving to Meta. The hosting at Meta is kind of moving to the family room where all us little kids can come and play on equal terms. I hope you don't mind the analogy there, but we're still going to be very open to English Wikipedia. We just want the people from the fellow projects to feel that they're on an equal footing and that we're glad to give them time and attention to, and they're not second fiddle when they come to us.
And we had a bit of a brainstorm and we talked through a few different names. And Seddon, what name did we come up with, huh? No, that would have been your input. Yeah, so we're gonna shift. We had a sort of wide-ranging chat. We probably chatted for about 15 minutes in the previous conversation, just saying that we're keen to keep people involved, that we are interested in talking about issues from other projects. In fact, we're keen and we're excited to get other people from other projects on board. Gerard, I think you raised that you perhaps come at things occasionally on a sort of foundation or a level that isn't purely Wikipedia. What do you think of the move?
I think it's splendid. There are so many things that can be talked about and should be talked about. And I think that Not the Wikipedia will become more inclusionist when it becomes Wiki Voices.
And that segues us perfectly into the topic that we probably spent the most time on, to do with inclusionism and deletionism. And we've got both the philosophy of it and we've got what happened. Now, in a previous episode, Darova, I believe it was you, actually, who committed the edit to start the new article, which was then immediately speeded. Do you want to just fill in a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. It We were trying to write a new article and get it up to Did You Know, and we actually succeeded at that, and we were writing it about a piece of music that's now a candidate for featured sound and doing quite well there. And what we didn't plan out, because it was our first time doing real-time editing, is who makes the first edit. I got up to that point as the host, and I asked three times, so who wants to make the first edit? And nobody was stepping forward, so I did. It is physically nearly impossible to say one thing and type another. Try it sometime. And so I typed something out that was not very well planned. I was planning later parts of it, but you know, that particular edit was not well planned. I hoped that I had put in enough information to have an assertion of notability, an edit note saying more coming soon, whatever. I thought it would get prodded, likely, or maybe even EFD'd. I didn't expect speedied. And it was controversial because some people afterward thought that we had done this deliberately to, you know, as a breaching experiment. And that wasn't what we were intending, but it showed up some interesting dynamics about inclusionism and deletionism.
Yeah, and in fact, I mean, we mentioned again, I think I was the person that mentioned, that sort of started it off, saying that Wikipedia's kind of almost in a bit of a lockdown mode now. There's a rather vulgar phrase, which is the fire hose of shit, which is used to describe the constant flow of nonsense that people try to start articles with at Wikipedia. And that sort of, you know, that perhaps tends toward a deletionist philosophy where we should require a higher bar for articles to exist. And I know that some of the feedback for Not the Wikipedia Weekly at that point was that we should have started it in a user space, or we should have started it on a subpage or something like that. Gerard, where do you sit? You know, do you see Wikipedia as in a bit of lockdown? And you mentioned before that you see this as possibly having a negative effect on the other projects because culture sort of filters through.
Yes, that's exactly an issue. The English Wikipedia is basically, to a large extent, alone in being so big that it is really hard to come up with something that makes sense. Now, my problem is that if the culture in English Wikipedia is such that people are really eager to kill and delete all kinds of nonsense and all kinds of people in the process, then you don't get the inviting atmosphere that you need in most of the Wikipedias that are out there. And that is basically what we want to see. We want to see those projects grow as big as the English Wikipedia is at this moment in time.
And Seddon, in your we went through sort of everyone here talking about, do you see yourselves as a deletionist and inclusionist? And we actually discovered that I don't think anyone really thought they were either. And what did you decide you were?
Basically, apparently, according to AGK, I'm what is called a delusionist. I'll let him explain that in his subtle Scottish tones one day. Basically, what I felt was that we need to be more welcoming to articles and topics from countries outside of Western society. Wikipedia has a natural Western bias, perhaps more towards more economically developed countries, that sort of bias. Basically, we should be tighter with our Western topics, and we should be slightly more accepting of topics from less economically developed countries and societies, simply because they don't have the means to record and document information like we do in Western societies. And the level that we have, so we need to then be, you know, tighter and with the articles on coming from Western societies, and just looser on.
Yeah,
the
you're talking about, cultural bias, which
yeah, basically
which is creeping in.
That's pretty much what I said, really.
And the idea then will move. So the inclusion, the other thing is that it's not just the philosophies. If you like, the philosophy of inclusionism says that, for example, every single elected official in the world deserves an article, or every single episode of every TV show has an article. We touched a little bit on our coverage in those areas. For example, I think we've got far better coverage of The Simpsons than we have on Nobel Prize winners. That could be incorrect, but certainly through the ages. You get the idea. I was saying that sort of aside from the issue of whether to include or delete, it's sort of the you know what Wikipedia is becoming. And we spoke a little bit about whether TV episodes should have articles and stuff like that. Mitch, do you think TV episodes should have an article?
No, personally. Because does that make really you a deletion? No, I'm still an inclusionist, but I don't like TV too much.
And that may put you into AGK's delusional camp. I think we'll have to get AGK to talk about that further at some point, because it seemed to fit what we were describing. He described it as a sort of compromise between inclusionism and something about life. If not being about life, if not being good enough, there is a lot of gravity, there is a lot of crap, and it should say it's kind of being all so. Which after all is perhaps the wiki way. Now, if we went from inclusionism and deletion to DYK, I attempted in a kind of flamboyant way to explain what DYK is. Could you give it a go? I'm asking Mitch, who's feverishly typing.
Excuse me, I'm having call graph issues. One thing is, how should I explain this?
I'd be glad to step in if you're dealing with call graph.
Thank you, Darova.
Sure thing. Okay, Did You Know is a feature on Wikipedia's main page that highlights Wikipedia's newest articles, either articles that were just started within the last 5 days, or articles that underwent significant expansions, usually 5 times the previous number of characters. And so it's a nice little feather in your cap, or a nice little thanks for your work to see you start something, you build it up to a certain level, and poof, there it is on Wikipedia's main page for a few hours.
And we talked with Gary King, who's not available now, but we were very glad to have him along before, and he was saying that it's in the order of progression, you get a spike of interest for DYK, and then the next stage along is GA or good article, and then if you've got the ability, and if you've got the time, and if you're very lucky, you might get it up to featured status thereafter. How many DYKs are you at, Darova?
Me, I'm at 44 with another nomination underway.
And you really can amass these. Like, I think, Mitch, you've got a fair few as well, if Cool Graph's working okay for you.
27. I'm 17 behind Arova.
But catching.
And catching? No, I'm trying to catch someone else in good articles at the moment.
Ah. So, yeah, Darova, what more should we go into? What more did we cover about DYK?
I think that we were just comparing some of that. Den Dodge did one last night on a really interesting topic. Den Dodge, are you shy, or will you talk with us?
I'll see what it is. Well, basically, I've written an article about the Transit of Venus March, which was this march that John Philip Sousa did to celebrate the Transit of Venus. And then it was lost for over 100 years and refound in 2006. So I've nominated that for DYK, and it'll be my first. And if it passes, I'll get a triple founder. Now.
The cool thing there is that the transit of Venus is an unusual astronomical event, and it was rediscovered just in time for the next transit of Venus, and then was performed in 2004 for the first time since the 19th century.
That's a very cool article, which we'll link to. And I think I said before that if you look at the article, you'll see that Den Dodge has not only got information about the march itself, but there's photos of the two transits of Venus. It's all connected very, very well. So I think it's great that the reward for creating a new article and fleshing it out, you know, reasonably substantially, but not scarily so, is that you get a spot on the main page. Which is great. Den Dodge, how long did it take you from sort of start to finish, if you like, to get that article to the state that it's in?
Well, now it's past 11 o'clock for me, and I started on 9 o'clock this morning, and I've got about a 5-hour break in between, but besides that, it's been pretty constant.
So, but it's a really, you can achieve it if you've got a free day, if it's raining outside and, you know, there's nothing else to do in real life. And to be honest, there are some things in real life that you should do ahead of Wikipedia. That's another conversation.
But really? There's real life?
But you can get a DYK in a day's solid editing, or maybe sort of 4 or 5 hours. So I think that's fantastic. Good on you, Den Dodge. Okay, so we'll carry on the recap. We went from talking about DYK and inclusions and deletionism to some interesting news about sign writing. Now, sign writing isn't a plane in the sky with a bottle of gas writing things all over the clouds. Well, it isn't only that. It's also a written version of sign language and sign languages for the deaf. We heard from Gerard. I'll throw to you now to give us the latest news and a bit of background on what's happening with sign writing in the Wikiverse.
Right. I got some really great news from the Sign Writing Foundation, from Steve Lewinsky and Valerie Sutton, that they have finished their momentous work of creating the next iteration of the sign writing scripts. Now, a script, the sign writing script is similar to the Latin script and the Cyrillic script. This is a script that allows you to write down what people sign. It is completely different from either Cyrillic and Latin scripts. One of the things that is quite technically challenging is that it will be the first script that MediaWiki will try to handle, which will be oriented in a top-down kind of way. And that brings all kinds of things with it. For instance, how are you going to put a picture in a text when everything is oriented in a different way? How do you say, do you still do things like right, left, or do you now have to say things like top down in order to position a picture at the right place? The big challenge for sign writing is that while MediaWiki is Unicode and UTF-8, sign writing at this moment in time is not supported by Unicode. And so they are now writing an extension for MediaWiki so that it is possible to show the sign writing text in the text box that you have in an article. Now, as sign writing is a script, you can imagine that there are hundreds of sign languages that want to, or that may at some stage end up having their own Wikipedia. Now, we have had a request for the American Sign Language for quite some time now, and I'm really thrilled that I learned from Steve Lewinsky that he is now looking into writing an extension, and that actually the work for that has started.
Sorry, Jared, it sort of blew our heads a little bit, or certainly mine, to really understand that the benefits of taking a words on a screen and either translating articles from Wikipedia or writing new articles in sign language, and indeed how to deal with pictures. The benefits to the sign language the language of the sign language itself are that it can be used in educational context. It helps with proliferation of the language. It just raises visibility broadly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is very important because what you find is that sign writing is taught in some schools and not in others. Now, one of the biggest benefits of sign writing is that it allows people who are deaf to be taught to read and write in their mother tongue. And research has shown time and again, and it has also proven this for sign writing and sign languages, that when you learn to read and write in your mother tongue first, you will do much better academically in the rest of your life. So it has a big benefit.
And that's really fascinating. So the news, the other thing to just explain is that the foundation is an established Californian charity, we believe.
Or they're
certainly a large external agency, and they've been pushing and driving this, and presumably they're going to have some sort of some substance to their support. Some new extensions will be written for MediaWiki, etc.
Yes. If you want to know about signwriting, try signwriting.org. Signwriting, all one word.
And that's, you know, that does fascinate me. It's intriguing, and that certainly the concept of the mother tongue, the fact that it's important not to try and teach someone that uses sign language English and then translate their efforts into sign. The fact that they need to be fluent first and foremost in their home tongue, which will be sign language. That's certainly a new perspective for me. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I hope, I think and I expect that slowly but surely we will see more and more happening with sign languages and it happening in a Wikipedia. I think that's really stellar.
Well, that's great news. Good stuff. It's always good to have some good news. We'll move on from there in our little bit of a recap episode. Just to explain again, we had this fantastic conversation lasting about an hour, which the software that we used to record unfortunately didn't play ball. So we're plagued by technical gremlins today. And this is a little bit of a recap. The other thing we talked about was long service awards. If you work for a corporation for 50 years, you get a gold watch and a handshake. If you edit Wikipedia for a number of years, what do you get, Derover?
Oh, well, what you get, you can start getting them actually after 1 month. You get service awards. If you make 200 edits in 1 month, you've been around for 1 month, you get to be a novice editor and put a little tiny little barn star thingy on your on your user page, or have my first book about Wikipedia, which looks like a little children's book. And then it goes up, at Apprentice Editor, 1,000 edits and 3 month service to Fuzzy Squirrel and Wikiland by Mr. J. Wales at Apprentice Editor. And so you get on with these more advanced things until you get at 40,000 edits and 5 years service, you have the Plutonium Editor Star, the Book of All Knowledge, and a lot of funny things in between.
So you may, listeners, you may be unaware, but you may be entitled to these awards. Now, there's no committee which goes out and hands them out, or is there?
No particular committee. You can come over and grab one yourself. It's no shame in it. Or if you have a friend that you notice that they passed an anniversary and they've got enough edits, you can go and just stick it over on their user talk.
And Den Dodge, I'll bring you in here. Are you aware of what level you're at?
Yes, I am a veteran editor or tutelum.
And you just mentioned you're a veteran editor. Let's take an example of someone that's probably, someone like Jimbo. What's Jimbo, do you think?
Jimbo.
Right now. is a journeyman editor or grognard.
I say that because we were just discussing this in the Skype text chat window that goes alongside these conversations. We've noticed that Jimbo's a journeyman editor or grognard. And what was it that you are, Den Dodge?
I'm a something or tutelum, a veteran editor or tutelum.
Veteran editor. And Sedin, are there special Welsh ones? Are you sort of a leak editor, perhaps, or something?
I think that sheep is the general award for all levels of editing on Wikipedia if you're Welsh. You get your own personal sheep.
So if you do more edits, you get more sheep, or...?
He's got a small herd following him at this point. Yeah.
We draw the line at the Velcro gloves, though. And I think we should draw the line in cultural stereotyping as well. So that's the various awards that you get for long service at Wikipedia. They're fascinating, actually. And similar to Did You Know, they act as a sort of motivator. They're kind of intended to be fun, and if you can get to the next level, and you can all of those sorts of things. There are some interesting questions there about Wikipedia as game and all those sorts of things, and how that sort of affects the project as a whole. But basically, if you go out and check out the Darovia, in fact, what's the page for these various awards that you can find?
Wikipedia:Service Awards.
There you go. Check that out too. Now this has been a very sort of quick run through because it's very late night for our Europeans. It's early morning for me here in Sydney, and it's I guess early evening for you, Darovia.
Actually, just mid-afternoon for me. Well, getting on a little bit toward late afternoon. Our executive director has shown up and told us that we need to stop recording, though.
Watch this space, guys. We're going to stay on the community portal, and we're going to stay on the Not the Wikipedia Weekly pages over on English Wikipedia. But we're going to be moving more and more of our efforts over to Meta, where you and anyone else interested in the Wikiverse in any way is most welcome. So I'll go down the list as is our usual sort of want.
Actually, my final thought is that the our executive director Samantha is now chasing the flying crochet monster and having a grand time.
And Denville, you're saying it must be late for you. Any final thoughts from you?
I'm watching the fish blink.
You're watching a fish blink.
Now, do fish blink?
Oh, do they? That's an important question. We'll try and deal with it on a future show. Yeah. Phil, any questions for you? Any questions or final thoughts?
I'm very interested in this sign writing. That sounds fascinating, and I'm going to have to look it up and see more later. I'm also very interested in the transit of Venus. I'm going to have to look that up as well. So thanks for listening, everyone.
And Gerard, final thoughts from your good self?
I hope that this will not be my final thoughts. I don't hope to expire soon.
And Seddon, from you.
Something which we kind of missed out from this cast, but I'll throw it in, is that basically if you feel that you're a competent editor and that you have got some good experience behind you, consider about going for adminship, because we had only one nomination earlier today. We've got two now, but still, that's probably not enough than what we should do. So, get working, guys.
Funny you should say that, Seddon, because I can think of one editor who's probably about ripe for adminship. But, maybe more on that later. We'll throw to you, Mitch, for the final thoughts.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything because I don't know what else to think of, but I'm going to advertise the final Not the Wikipedia Weekly as is the name. It'll be November 2nd, same time as this one. We'll make sure everything's done recording-wise. It'll be a recap of the funny moments, interesting situations, and stuff of things we've done over the past episodes.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to be hosting this episode, so I really hope to put this off to a really good end for this name.
Yeah, and thanks for that. We look forward to November 2nd. Come along if you can.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Thank you for private musing.